You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. School starts next week. This year, the kids will be spending a few more days in the classroom. We've got Brian Davis on the phone to talk about that. Dr. Davis is the superintendent of the Holland Public Schools. How many more days are added to the school year?
There are five more days added to this school year, going from 175 to 180.
And where are you picking up those extra days?
Holland Public Schools, after looking at the different options, decided to pick up those days with the pre-Labor Day start. We could have extended the school year well into mid-June, depending upon how many days we might have to make up due to inclement weather or snow days. We looked at the option of taking days off of spring break, our traditional holiday breaks, the day before Thanksgiving, and also giving up our professional staff development days, which we can't do because we have requirements to meet under state law for staff development. And so we looked at a pre-Labor Day start. A lot of people that would say, you know, oh, if you do this, you're not going to have people show up. We had over 90% attendance every day pre-Labor Day. And one of ours was because we announced early enough for parents to make their plans, and we did waivers for any family who had travel plans prearranged. We didn't have any issues, by and large. We did very well with that.
Now, you have to get a waiver to do that, and more schools are asking for a waiver to start before Labor Day. That started becoming a trend before we had these additional 5 days of school. Why is that happening?
I think it's happening because there's increasingly greater accountability and transparency for school performance. I think that now with the curriculum changes that we have more and more content and learning experiences that we have to provide for our students. And we're also looking at our changing demographics across the state, and the research is well documented in terms of summer slide or summer loss. And so as kids leave school in early June and don't start until after Labor Day, in this case, it's a late start for those starting after Labor Day, that summer loss is well substantiated. And we want to make sure that students are retaining the information they've learned the prior year and trying to increase that academic success.
I want to talk about why we start after Labor Day. I mean, this has been around for about a decade. The tourism industry had this law passed. They said it was put in place to encourage more vacation time in the state, and they say it's working. If schools start earlier, it could cut into some prime tourism season. You're a destination site there in Holland. What's the discussion like in your city?
You know, those are great questions, and I would like to dive deeper and have more of that data from the tourism industry provided to us in terms of who is actually traveling during those last weeks in August, because most school activities are already well underway. It may be hotel rooms filled up with individuals from out of state. I'm not sure it's people from Holland, Michigan, traveling to some of these other destinations in the state. For example, we had our second home football game last night. About 40% of our secondary students are already back engaged in school activities. Families are already back. And the tourism industry is very seasonal in our state. So while individuals may say my hotel rooms aren't filled up in August or July, if we're going to have to cut down on our holiday breaks in Thanksgiving and December, then you're impacting other tourist industries that are based upon that and the ski lift resorts and things like that. Bottom line, somewhere we have to add more days to our calendar. We're not adding more days to our annual calendar of 365 days a year, so it had to come from someplace. My argument also is that most universities have started before Labor Day as well. So that argument held true across the board. Why are our public universities allowed to start 2 to 3 weeks before Labor Day also?
Right, and you have a lot of schools have advanced placement classes. You have to coordinate with those colleges and universities. How do you manage that with this post-Labor Day start when you did that?
That's a great question, too, and it also brings up an issue of equity. You know, charter schools across our state, in many cases, are allowed to start pre-Labor Day. Many of our private schools have started before pre-Labor Day. All the other schools in my city district that I have, except for one, that are charter schools or private schools, have been starting pre-Labor Day for a number of years. So to me, it's about an equity issue. I want my students to be afforded the same powerful learning opportunities that students in the private and charter school sector are here in the community. My kids are taking the same state test, the same advanced placement test, at the same dates that they are, yet they've had 2 more weeks or more of instruction than what my students were getting. And 2 weeks can make a sizable difference. University of Michigan has their first football game tomorrow. Let's say instead of playing who they are, they were playing Michigan State, and Michigan State got 2 extra weeks of practice on top of Coach Harbaugh. I think the football community, the fan community, the college community would really have concerns about that. I wonder why we don't have that same concern over our K-12 education. We need to make sure that our students are well prepared, that they're doing well. The other piece is we align with our colleges here in Holland with our early college high school. And we have over 250 students enrolled in an early college high school program, and they're already back to school because our local colleges are back to school. We need to make sure that those services are all aligned together.
I want to talk about, you talked about placement tests. I want to talk about the M-STEP results this week that were released. It was pretty dismal results. Michigan is, as a whole is behind, and there's been more and more talk about year-round school, not just in an extra 5 days, but a lot more school. How do you think that's going to play out?
There's a difference between the year-round school and with 180 days that we currently have, or a year-round school with a 210 days. The more appropriate term I think to use is a balanced calendar. Do you take the same number of days that you have in the calendar now and break it up very differently across the board and have different increments of time? They usually run in 8 to 10 week windows, and then you have a couple weeks off. Having had some conversations with members from the tourism industry, there is some favorability to move to a schedule more like that. I actually, as a superintendent who has done some research and study of that, would be very much in favor of a balanced calendar. The challenge with it is every community entity has to come around that and be in support of that. Because we're in a very seasonal state, there's a lot of summer activities that are built around our season. So in Holland, by way of example, we have all kinds of summer recreational programs. It's not that they still couldn't occur, but we would have to realign when those different activities were offered to align when school was in session. It can be done. I've talked with some of our local partners about what would that look like if we went there, but I think it requires an entire community to do that, an entire regional community to do that, because there are going to be some families that don't like it. And in a highly competitive choice environment where parents choose to go to school or not, I would hate to lose students out of Holland because we're in a balanced calendar. They didn't want that to go someplace else, and then that impacted my overall budget.
That's Brian Davis. He's superintendent of Holland Public Schools, and welcome to the new school year.
Thank you. We have 7 days under our belt already. It's been a great school start, and we did, in respect of our change in calendar this year and try to balance out some of those travel pieces. Students aren't in session today. We had a nice long Labor Day weekend and trying to balance that out, and we're looking forward to kids coming back on Tuesday.
Well, good luck with it. Thanks very much.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day.